River, the Art of the Spiritual, a post-classical ensemble tells the story in song, video, and spoken word of how the plantation song became an icon of American culture.
It's so specific to America. This music came out of the condition that the slaves were suffering.
Bass baritone Kevin Dees is an opera singer who teaches at Princeton University.
And I had to remind myself about that because for years, I felt that I wanted to sing them more like they were art songs. And when I started working on this project, it occurred to me, the person who actually initially sang this melody was on the plantation and suffering greatly.
Dees grew up loving classical music, and this program traces the strains of the early spirituals to the 20th century composers who borrowed from and transformed them into a new American classical genre. The early spirituals were known as sorrow songs, sung by slaves for slaves. That music was more than a work song. It was also covert communication, literally containing messages and figuratively channeling grief from the depths of people's souls, helping each other get through. When slavery ended, the music morphed, and by the late 1870s, Dees says, people started hearing quite a different rendition of this old spiritual by the Fisk Jubilee Singers that sounded something like this.
We sing, "Deep River, my home is over Jordan." Deep, that's how they did it.
Deep River became popular as an up-tempo song that suggested
them taking ownership of it. We're going to inspire ourselves and look upward.
By the end of the 19th century, spirituals were becoming high art in the minds of some and in the concert halls of the avant-garde. And the credit for that goes to an African-American singer and composer called Harry Burley.
Harry Burley's most important mission for him was to bring those spiritual songs to the concert hall.
That's conductor Angel Gil Ordóñez.
So that this somehow traditional music becomes suddenly art songs.
Burley worked with Czech composer Antonín Dvořák, who was developing a deep appreciation for the music of the New World and who saw the beauty and the grandeur of the spirituals and borrowed from them for his own work.
And actually the fact that Dvořák would say to American composers, this is the roots of your inspiration. This is the music of your country, the African-American spirit. So it's a fascinating moment in the history of at the end of the 19th century in the United States.
Harry Burley composed his own arrangements of the spirituals that have become the famous versions by world-renowned singers we know today, like Marian Anderson, Paul Robeson, and Kevin Dees. After Saturday night's performance of Deep River, The Art of the Spiritual, there'll be an audience discussion with the musicians. I'm Robbie Harris.